children is a dehumanizing action.
If you do anything to hurt a child, I'm all for everyone being, like, equal under the law and stuff.
What happens if we go left here?
But it takes us to kind of an icky road.
Icky?
Yeah, it's not a great...
Well, I've been thinking.
Oh, okay. If you do anything to hurt or scar or anything with a child, you're not a human. And I understand that in America, and I probably overall agree with it, that, you know, everyone has, you know, worth. But I have a difficult time if you're, you know, doing anything with children. Like, even if it's just using them as, like, a tool to get across the border. I think you can dehumanize people
who
are...
just drive down the railroad tracks.
Not with this car. Maybe the 4Runner, rest in peace.
This one, if we get stuck, we're stuck.
Yeah, and then we have to call 911.
4Runner get unstuck. No, we'll just wait for AAA to get here.
Just wait for the train
to get here. It'll be the same fucker.
Probably. Anyways, Donald Trump dehumanized child smugglers, and somehow he's a bad person for that.
Well, he attacked...
I get that he can suck, but you cannot defend child smugglers v. Trump. That doesn't work. It just doesn't.
He attacks individuals on a regular basis, and then they group those individuals and say he was attacking the group. He says that woman
politics.
Is fat, and they say he says women are fat.
No, that woman is fat, and she is ugly, and Trump's not wrong.
It's just... I wish he wouldn't say it. It's not presidential. It's not ideal. I wish he wouldn't. I really don't like that. But it's...
Their critiques can only go so far. They can only be, you kind of suck, bro. You need to be nicer to people. It can't be, you're rude to... You're a bad person because you hate all X group. Trump does not hate X group of anything from what trying to look at it.
Quote by him last night. I'm the least racist person here.
That might be true, because he's like, you can be black, that's cool, I don't care, you should vote for me. Where Biden goes, you know, black kids are just as smart as, or poor kids are just as smart as white kids, and stuff like that, and it's like...
And people are like, that's just a slip of the tongue, and it's like,
no,
so
yeah.
He thinks that. He didn't mean to say that. I think he meant it, though. I think that's what he believes. Because subconscious slips are never things you don't believe.
Yeah.
It's always
things you don't accidentally say something racist. If you're not racist, you just don't say something racist. Especially in, like, a formal setting. Is Trump racist? Sure, I don't care. The question is Biden also racist? And I... absolutely think so, as much if not more than Donald Trump possibly could be.
The left is all about
growth.
It does take us down an icky road. This is South Street.
Yeah.
The left is all about, we need more minority representation, we need more women representation.
I think Donald Trump only gives a shit about
quality. And they're voting
quality.
For a white career politician.
Yes. I think Trump's whole thing is you're either the best at what you do or the worst, and I don't give a shit about anything else. You can be black, white, woman, Asian, alien, the dog. If you're good at your job, then you get your job.
To be clear, Mr. Cold Prince, I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen.
Are you?
Fuck the government.
You're going to end up circling Trump's bubble, I bet.
Maybe.
That's where I am, too. I know that Biden's not getting my vote.
Well, number one thing I have with him is he's not going to make it 2 terms. Like, he'll be... I mean, not 2 years. More than 2 years. He'll
uh-huh.
be, they're not going to make him step down. Oh, we're in nice neighborhoods again. Sheridan. Turn somewhere. I want to look at big houses. I love Sheridan. And Biden is not capable to be president, so it's going to be a
Kamala.
Democratic Congress and Kamala pulling the strings.
And that's kind of scary.
And I...
because it's just Obama part two. And
if you really hate Trump enough to vote for Kamala, then cool for you. But I don't think we should be disguising it.
Yeah.
We're not voting for Biden. We're voting for not Trump. And not Trump isn't Biden. It's Kamala.
But then they've demonized Trump so much. You get racist into a crowd enough, the sheep follow. It's not hard to convince sheep to follow
yellow
something.
Jeep I deliver to that house. There's one down here. It's on Royal. Oh, I think it's down a little bit further. He's the one with the old Land Rover.
Is Trump overall good for America? Probably not. I think much more qualified people could be president. I think
I like Ted Cruz better.
I think Ted Cruz would be an excellent president. He has the highest IQ in the government right now.
Yeah, probably.
And it's really, I think that's kind of cool, according to some TikTok I saw yesterday.
I wish he'd run again.
I think he will.
I think he will, too.
I think he will every 8 years until he's president. Or they kill him. Hillary will kill him. Oh, yeah. We're black at night. Good job, bud.
I wasn't old enough to vote last time, but Hillary actually kills people. Like, they're the definition.
Joe Biden is much better than Hillary Clinton. Yes. By a lot.
The Clintons were the definition of scummy politicians.
Yes.
And I'd vote for anyone over that. Trump is an asshole and he's not ideal.
Kamala Harris might fuck around with way far left ideas.
Anyone over Hillary.
But both. I'm glad we don't have a Hillary.
Thank God.
You lived on this street.
Is this Calumet?
I don't know.
I think I did. It's one of these.
I'm just glad Hillary's dead.
Is it that one?
I thought it was on this side of the street.
Yeah, it is.
It's that house.
Yeah.
This house. It's that house.
No, it was the last one.
Yeah.
It had a balcony.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool as fuck.
Yeah. Rich boy.
If Biden wasn't mentally going, even though he's adopted some of Bernie's policies...
I don't think he actually has.
I don't think he actually has either, but Biden's not pulling the strings anymore. Yep. He's brain dead.
If Biden... Old Biden, I agree with on everything except gun control, basically, and abortion technically, but...
If he was mentally capable, even now I'd vote for him. I think I'd vote for mentally capable Biden over Trump. Or at least it'd be really, really close. I'd have to, like... pay attention.
They're both going to spend money we don't have. Both of them would sign the screw over the, you know, US dollar stuff. We just debted ourselves out of a recession, and that's exactly what pre-World War II Germany did.
Remember when you said you'd have a bunch of money, like, by you dying your 50?
Yeah.
I don't think you will. The US dollar will have collapsed by the time
I'll have probably more money than I think I'll have because it'll be worth nothing.
You'll have a good amount.
But I'll have like $2 billion, but I can't buy bread. Like that type of money.
Yeah.
Doesn't that one black chick's
dad
own something over here?
The one who got fat.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
That is a Jeep. It's one. Oh, FJ. Let's go look at the FJ.
No, I don't want to.
I don't like the Jeeps that don't have real windows.
Like plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just a tarp on your window. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people fucking in the park today.
If I didn't want to go up mountain, I'd get a Subaru.
If you were gay, you'd get a Subaru.
I'm not comfortable with the limitations.
Yeah.
Me
voting.
I'm too competitive to... And I want more out of a vehicle.
Think of the memes. We could have 4 more years of Trump memes.
Well, have years of Biden memes.
Oh, will we?
It'll just be, he forgot everything.
Yeah, but those not already are kind of not funny. And every day, Trump's got a new...
He does some crazy shit.
Great thing. When Trump says he's done more than any other president, I kind of believe him.
In general? Or?
Yeah. Because he's done a lot. If you actually look at, like, bills he signed and stuff, he's supported all kinds of small, like, he supports disenfranchised groups constantly.
You think he should be more vocal about
it? 2 days after George Floyd got shot, he spent, like, $500 billion on police reform. 2 days after. He didn't hesitate.
Do you think he should be more vocal about
problem,
it?
Problem, solution.
Is nothing he can do good enough for the media?
I think he has been vocal about it. If you go to his Twitter and stuff, it's all over it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's just that the media doesn't touch it.
On.
Fox doesn't even touch it.
What? Let's see. Is it... What my dad has a problem with is how many ex-politicians are journalists. Because... Journalists are supposed to be, like, journalistic integrity.
Yep.
In theory, louder than your girlfriend last night.
Yeah, that's true.
In theory, journalists are all supposed to be, like, unbiased.
Yeah.
Even when they're, or they can't all be unbiased. They're supposed to write as unbiasedly as they possibly can.
Or blatantly state their bias and then write an article about it.
Yeah.
But instead we have Trump and Adolf held hands last night. You know, Biden and Trump had gay sex.
Yeah.
And that's like the cover of the New York Times.
My dad's upset because we have ex-political staffers. So, like, yeah, I worked on the Obama campaign, yep, and now I'm a journalist, yep, and I don't have a political leaning. And it's like,
yes, you do. You are a political leaning.
If we look at, we scrutinize judges a lot.
Yes.
And we should, but we should also scrutinize journalists so much more than we do now.
Well, Trump's like, all these journalists are just suck.
And they're like,
just lying. And they're like, he's ruining the integrity of America. And that's,
it's a, journalistic that's probably integrity true, has but, been dead for a long
time. Yeah.
Trump's just calling it out. I don't.
The scary thing is that's one of the steps to the fall of a nation, is losing the trust of the media.
And I think that's more important than stealing the guns, in my opinion. Because you're like, first thing to do is take the guns. And when I realized, no, first thing they do is control the media.
Yep.
And it doesn't, left or right, I don't care. One power controls the whole media right now. And yep. I don't even care what they're saying. That's
well,
just
Fox
wrong.
News won't run anything about George Soros.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Can we address it? What if this is some stupid conspiracy theory? Show me what the conspiracy theories see and why it's wrong. Because from what I understand, George Soros has his fingers in every single person's pocket. You know, it's terrifying.
My grandma does not understand that I don't like Fox News. Every time I tell her, and she goes, well, you'd probably rather be watching Fox. Or she turns on Fox and goes, here, now will you stay? And I'm like, no, Grandma, I hate them all.
Yeah.
They're all liars. They're all controlled by...
They're just entertainment, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
And I don't... There's a podcast, it's The Verdict with Ted Cruz, yep. And it's Ted Cruz just talking like three times a week for half an hour. Like, it's, you get an hour and a half of Ted Cruz's thoughts a week, and that is exactly what journalism should be. It's people with power, control, and understanding of what's going on, telling the people what's going on.
Grandma found a new news station, and from the snippets I've seen, I haven't found anything wrong with them yet. I haven't watched a whole episode, but whenever I'm in the kitchen and stuff, because today CNN, I was in my room and they go, Trump attacked Biden's kids and you should never, ever, ever attack someone's kids. And then 2 minutes later they go, Ivanka Trump this,
yeah.
Joe, or whatever Trump.
Donald Trump Jr.
It was 2 minutes and they're attacking Trump's kids.
Yep.
Have you heard CNN slander Trump's kids, yes or no? Yes. Every night. And so when they do just blatant two-faced stuff like that, it's like, how can you trust anything?
Well, it goes back to 1984, the fucking book, and it's
how can you trust
the Ministry of Truth, and their only job is to lie, you know, and stuff like that. You know, everyone imagines CNN as this organization, or even the media as a whole is this organization that's telling their truth, but both sides are just lying to the whole entire population all day, every day. And so Donald goes, fuck this, I'm just going to tweet everything, yep, always. And whatever it is, that's one of the most revolutionary things that's happened to America.
I wish he would be filtered a little bit more as the president, but just in general,
not by
very,
anyone else.
Very good.
I wish he would go, maybe we shouldn't call Nancy Pelosi a whore tonight. And it's like, let's just call her a pig or something,
yeah,
you know? And it's like, thanks, that was a little better.
Yeah, but the fact that he's bypassing any potential bias,
yes,
other than his own, because right now we've got 8 bias filters. He says something, then someone else picks it up, and someone reports on that. And it's just been biased the hell out.
Yeah, and it's not even what happened. If you watch a news clip and then go watch what actually happened, they're not the same events. Not the same
no
events at all.
No matter who's reporting.
No matter who it is on either side, it is completely distorted.
I think the big difference lately is in my public relations class, we're going over the media and stuff, and my teacher says that he's like, the media doesn't generally tell you people what to think, they tell you what to think about. And so they shape your beliefs in a way, but they're not directly telling you what to think and people believing it. And I think recently people have been believing it, because
yes,
Joe Biden has come out and said many times, Americans don't panic and Trump's bad for lying to you about the severity of this.
Yep.
But Americans do panic. They did. They bought a shit ton of toilet paper and a, mm-hmm, shit ton of hand sanitizer. Any large group of people panics. And
you,
I get,
still can't buy any masks. If you're a painter, you're just high all the,
yeah,
time, because you can't get masks, you know.
Because we're currently panicking.
Yeah.
Even if it's very dangerous, we're still having a panicked response. This isn't well thought out. Even if the response is right, and correct for the severity of this. It's not well thought out. This is a panic one way or another.
Yes.
And
whatever it is, the government's not going, here are the dangers, act accordingly. They're going,
act this way.
Yes, yes. And the media, as and, in, as part of the government, like the whole system is telling people how to act.
One
right
of
now.
The thing, and also in this class, we're going over like the signs of groupthink, and I identified all of them with the Wear Your Mask campaign.
Yeah.
And it's not, hey, these are the dangers, you should consider this. It's, if you disagree, you're wrong. If you...
Not even you're wrong, you're murdering people.
Yeah.
It, you are killing people if you don't do this thing.
It fits all eight, like, symptoms of groupthink.
Yeah.
Where it's, we don't accept a single opinion that's not ours. Don't even approach us with anything else.
Excuse me.
Shit.
I burped.
Burpy burp.
Go over the fucking eight things of whatever the fuck.
Here, in my notes.
Get your notes out.
I have 7% battery.
Joseph has 7% battery. You can unplug you plugging my phone. Yeah, so groupthink bad, groupthink ruin nation. Nation groupthink fall.
I think what is happening lately and why I'm losing faith in America and American people is because there's something called the hypodermic needle theory, and that was developed by German war propaganda. And people say that's one of the big reasons Germany failed is because their propagandists and their public relations people came up with this theory that you tell someone something and they inherently believe it. The media says something, people believe it. And that's kind of been proved to not be true because, like, or not true to a literal extent, because they're like, we tell something and people believe it without questioning it. And most, like, public opinion now is that, no, people actually do question it. And I have thought that that's true. I thought people can think for themselves. But the past 10 months... people aren't questioning it.
Yep.
Like, you're sitting in the car with your mask on. Just you in your own car.
Yep.
Like, I get that
some
people
are... Or you're on a walk outside in your neighborhood and your mask's on.
If no one's around you, who are you spreading it to?
Yep.
Just think about that.
Or you know, you have people just so upset on both sides of the mask issue. But no one... People are listening to what... People are telling them things and they're just listening and hearing... And then acting.
The right says, just don't wear a mask. It's oppression in every form.
Yep.
And the left says, you have no choice but to wear a mask or you're actively killing other people.
Yes, and you should go to jail. And Donald Trump took his mask off on the balcony of the White House. And they put him on the front cover of the news that night. And just roasted him, saying he just takes off his mask. And it's... The guy's 100 feet away from anybody, you know? Ooh, they put gravel here.
Yeah, they did. Why?
So I can do this.
Nice. So the hypodermic needle theory, also known as magic bullet, human response to media is immediate and uniform. Propaganda offers ready-made opinions for the unthinking herd. My grandma's the unthinking herd. I see it every day. She didn't watch the debate. She watched the coverage of the debate.
Yep. The media is not a plate with food on it. They're force-feeding you the food.
And you're like, good food.
Yeah. It's fun. It's nice to be told what to think.
Here we go.
It's easy to be told what to think.
Groupthink. Illusions of invulnerability. As in, our opinion can't possibly be wrong. Collective rationalization. Everybody else thinks this is what's true, so you can't go up against
it, yeah.
Belief in the inherent morality of the group. We're part of this group.
Inherent morality, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Wearing a mask is the correct thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
It's the moral thing to do.
It's the moral thing to do.
And if you're immoral if you're not.
Unethical if you disagree with us.
Yes.
Put that statement for anything and it's groupthink, you know?
Yep.
We hate the Jews. It's unethical if you disagree with us.
It's not hard to do. First of all, I don't think people are... I think it's very easy to convince a population of... Like, for instance, I don't think any of us are above the... It's, you know... All of us could have been a Jew in Germany that were... Or a citizen in Germany watching Jews get tortured. Or even part of the people torturing the Jews. I don't think... I think all people are really, really bad. All of us are capable of thinking and being horrible people.
I think people are so social that they're inherently more apt to think like a group.
Yes.
Where herd mentality is a real thing. You can't pretend it's not. And when we have hundreds and hundreds of media outlets at once constantly bombarding us with a single unified opinion, we're going to believe it without thinking. Number four, outgroup stereotypes. Those damn anti-maskers.
Yep. The deplorables, you know, when Hillary was running.
Direct pressure on dissenters.
On dissenters?
As, fuck you, you disagree with us.
Oh, yeah.
All of this is harass the people who disagree with you, as in...
not respect people who are different. It's dehumanizing
those who disagree with you. Yep. Don't listen to other opinions.
It's group politics. And
once you stop listening to the other opinion, it doesn't matter if your opinion was right from the start when there's nothing... And that's what's wrong with science right now, because the whole point of the scientific method is that we're going to disagree on and argue until we find the right thing. But science is so convoluted at this point that, like, the whole scientific community is the in-group here.
Yes.
And there's a little disagreement within them, but they are the in-group, and if they non...
Well, look at global warming. We went, global warming's real, and then we've changed what's causing global warming several times.
And how severe it is, and remember when it was world's ending in 2000, and then 2010, and now
we're out of oil, and, you know,
and now it's 2050, and it's like... those might have all been true things, but they were true at the time, and then we just completely ignore it. We didn't say, sorry, we were wrong. Here's what's new. We just said, here's the truth now. The same with the CDC and the COVID thing. They never went, sorry, correction, we've received... because there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going,
this is
a very new thing. We're receiving new data. Here's the updated information. Instead, they just updated the information, and because first it was don't buy masks, and now it's you have to buy masks.
Yep.
And
well, think of when
there was never an explanation.
Think of 1984 when they're like always changing what's going on in the war.
Yeah.
And they never once go, actually, we were at war with X people. It's yeah. Wow, we read 1984. Now we think we understand politics. Yep. Surprise. But yeah, it's the whole idea that you can lie to a group of people, or not even lie, but you can change the truth to a group of people, and they'll just accept the new truth without questioning it, which is the definition of terrifying.
Number six, self-censorship. I don't know what that means. I didn't write a description for any of these.
Self-censorship, what is that? Like... not speaking for yourself?
Oh, I guess that's... yeah. I'm feeling pressure from the outside not to speak my opinion. Like,
yeah.
I don't like Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter. Don't group me with, quote, Trump supporters. But I feel like if I voice a positive opinion on Trump, everyone else will look down on
me. I've lost two very good friends.